All right, we start our program today with the continuing challenge to understand and treat long COVID. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest Arkansas campus has opened a clinic for people experiencing symptoms 3 weeks or more after a positive test. Last week, we talked with four of the doctors involved. Chris Walter, assistant professor in the Department of Physical Therapy and co-director of the North Street Clinic, where the long COVID clinic is operated. Scott Warmack, associate dean for the College of Pharmacy. Sheena Carley, assistant professor of internal medicine. And Angel Holland, associate program director for physical therapy and associate professor, as well as associate director for interprofessional education. Scott Warmack says the concept for the clinic came from close to home.
We were discussing a family member of mine who had COVID, and it just didn't seem to be getting better. And he kept calling me and asking me, should I be okay? And I'm like, it's going to last a while. This was early on, probably before I even knew there was long COVID, or was that aware of the constellation of symptoms that people are, kind of describing. And so me and Sheena were discussing it. And out of that discussion, and Sheena just kind of said, we need to have a long COVID clinic. And I was like, that's a good idea. And we were like, well, when could we do it? And we started talking, well, we have the student clinic, and, we brainstormed. That would be good. The reason why it made sense is, I guess I knew a little more about long COVID at that point, but it was still early on, but knowing that there was so much more involved, physical therapy, occupational therapy, people that need to be involved in these long-term complications, where do we have, a good group? And, we're all educators, and we thought our student-run clinic has been designed to really focus on the Marshallese taking care of them as far as, diabetes primarily. That's what we've been kind of geared towards, but this was another area that this group of students and this group of interprofessional group could really be utilized. And then just the educational opportunities for the students was amazing. Plus we'd be filling a need, doing a service for the community. That's my memory of it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well. We saw the need in our own family members, friends, patients, and just looking at how other institutions had modeled this around the country, it was pretty focused around a medical home with lots of different disciplines interacting together. And so we looked at our campus and what we can do, and it seemed to fit naturally into our interprofessional clinic.
Yeah, and Gina, I want to ask, it's one thing to say, let's do this. We should do this. What does it take physically to make it happen? You have to talk to the other people involved in the interdisciplinary sciences and fields.
Yeah, and I think we're really fortunate that we had this set up in place already. That definitely helped expedite things. It was more of a natural flow into the student clinic, but there's still barriers that we're finding as we're getting up and running, and there's still challenges. We are limited in how many patients we can see at a time. I think that's our biggest challenge right now. And these appointments take a couple hours per patient. And so we're starting to develop a little bit of a wait list, which is unfortunate, but we are working on trying to improve access to shorten that wait time.
And Chris Walter and Angel Holland, I want to bring you in this conversation as well. One of the things that I think would be a big challenge is that the long COVID symptoms seemingly can be all over the place. We can be talking about, loss of taste or smell or something much more dramatic. So it seems like it's almost everything a quote, regular clinic would do, you've got to be ready for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, but that's really where we can shine because of our interprofessional team. As you mentioned, long COVID is a multi-system disease. And of course, our patients come in and with these very common complaints of, shortness of breath and fatigue and weakness. But I think that so clearly we're able to address their medical needs. But also what we don't commonly think about is that all of these symptoms actually impact the patient's ability to function, right? Or to interact and with their environment or, to do the things that they normally do. So, for example, maybe just getting a shower is challenging because of the shortness of breath and the weakness and the fatigue, or, going to the store, right? Or playing with their children or their grandchildren. These things that are impacted kind of by all of these symptoms that are due to long COVID, that's really where the interprofessional team shines, and we get physical therapy and occupational therapy, and we take all of that and we find ways to address those challenges within their function and in order to promote their independence.
I think to add to that as well is the amazing thing that I see, especially with this particular clinic, is we're not only meeting the needs as they happen for this community and what we're seeing in the long COVID symptoms, but at the same time, we're providing just an amazing opportunity of education for our students. And we're able to provide that interprofessional team because we're able to turn this into a learning opportunity for our students. And our students are getting to be on this cutting edge of medicine, this cutting edge of healthcare. And they're being, supervised by all of these amazing staff and our preceptors that are there, but they're actually getting to participate and see this so that when they graduate and they're out there as healthcare professionals, they've already had this experience of treating patients that have these long COVID symptoms. And so it's really a win-win. So we're able to provide this service for the community that is so needed for so many people, but at the same time, we're also providing this amazing learning experience for our students, and we're really preparing them when they're out there in their own healthcare disciplines as professionals.
For patients, how does it work? I mean, I guess most patients who have a symptom of long COVID, they're pretty sure it is because they had COVID-19. Do they call a clinic? Do they need to see their own physician first and get referred?
Yes. So they're welcome to call the clinic directly. The only reason we would require a referral is if their insurance company needed it. But otherwise, we don't require a referral from another physician. They can call in. Our phone number is 479-713-8701. They'll ask them a few questions, and we'll get them set up for an appointment as soon as we can.
Are there different symptoms that are more common if you had, the original, or if you had one of the variants? Is there any sort of emerging information on this?
Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest parts about long COVID is it's impossible to predict it. We don't know who is going to get affected, how badly they're going to get affected, which organ system is going to be predominantly affected. We're seeing some trends right now that women, patients who did not receive a COVID vaccine, patients who have chronic underlying medical issues, or those who were hospitalized with their acute COVID infection are more likely to have long COVID. That's kind of the extent of what we really know right now.
So, our patients will come in and they are basically initially evaluated by our interprofessional team of students. And of course, each discipline kind of has a specific approach they do. They're looking for specific things with regards to, their past medical history or the medications that they're on or any sort of limitation within their ability to perform activities of daily living, or are they limited in their in what they can do with work or out in the community. And then that team of students basically comes together and they devise a plan to treat that particular patient. And the beauty of this clinic is that we as faculty preceptors are watching the interaction in real time. So we can get that information too. And then as the students come to present the patient and their suggested plan of care, we can also kind of add on to that. And as Angel had mentioned, it's a great learning opportunity for our students to see how the individual disciplines interact, and then how they actually interact with each other, right? Come together to create that plan best suited for that particular patient.
Chris Walter is assistant professor in the Department of Physical Therapy and co-director of the North Street Clinic, where the Long COVID Clinic for the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences is operated. Scott Warmack is associate dean for the College of Pharmacy. We also heard from Sheena Carl Lee, assistant professor of internal medicine, and Angel Holland, associate program director for physical therapy and associate professor and associate director of interprofessional education. Our conversation took place via Zoom last week. We'll hear an extended version of the discussion on Weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF.